WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. I'm just having a flashback with the music that we have, our theme song,
right?
To our old cable show. I don't know why. I was just starting to think about the cable show, sitting in those chairs with the box of popcorn.
Yes.
Heavily plasticized.
Yeah.
That was real popcorn, right?
Oh, sure.
And they poured plastic on the top to,
to
make
hold
sure
it
that
in
it
place.
Stayed there. Yeah.
Yeah. On this giant box.
Giant, yeah.
Giant round box. Yeah. Ah, yes. We'll have to bring back the cable access show. Can we get a show on cable access still these days?
I don't think they have cable access anymore.
They don't have it.
We had the big wheel, remember? The topical wheel.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. We had that. We had a nice set there. We had
good
background.
Yeah.
Somebody
painted
what happened to that.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened to that.
Oh, well.
You have it? Do you have it in your basement or anything?
No, I wish. I have it on the ceiling in our bedroom. What a turn on.
Yeah. As I recall, it was a picture of the Capitol Dome.
It was,
right?
Yeah.
But it was a very nice painting.
It's
somebody
gorgeous.
Did.
Yeah.
Look at the sunshine out there this morning across
this
State Street.
It really
is.
Thank you, Brittany Merlot, for this.
Yes. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day. It's 49 degrees currently, according to the WMDX thermometer outside our WMDX window.
All right.
You got your Samsung WMDX watch
dialed
up?
I do, but it keeps changing the notifications for me.
Can't keep up with it, can you?
I got a notification that actually gave me the weather forecast. I was going to say,
there's just
cool.
So much weather happening. You need to be notified of it all the time, every day.
24/7. Yeah.
I know. I mean, it really is complete. Let me just show it on my phone here. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Now I know where I'm getting the weather forecast from.
What do you
49 degrees currently.
Yes.
All right. And a high today of about 77.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's.
You look a little shocked.
I am shocked.
Oh.
But let's get out the weather lottery ball machine.
All right.
And can we get that going there? There we go. Okay. Here we go. First ball coming up. It's a 7. Second ball coming up. Up the shaft. It's also a 7. How is that possible?
I know. I don't know. Sam's going to miss this part of the show.
This is his last day.
Yeah.
Episode number 400. Right, Sam?
That's right.
Yeah. You got plans for after the show?
Oh, of course. I'm going to go get snot slinging drunk.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll come along with you
right after
the show.
Sounds like a good time.
I'll start doing shots.
I started before we got on here. I want to just advise everybody, if they're watching right now on their phones, which they normally are driving into work,
right?
And listening to us Bluetoothed into their car stereo, we have our new T-shirts on.
Yes,
today.
We do. We got the new T-shirts in last night.
The John and Gordy T-shirts.
Here they are, yeah. I don't know if people can see them yet, but we'll model them.
We'll put it on black T-shirts. Come on.
Yeah.
We love black T-shirts.
Yes. So, and those are available already in our WMDX store, if you go to the website.
And we also have the John and Gordy fake pack of cigarettes that you can tie into the sleeve of your T-shirt,
right?
Make it look like you're really tough.
Really cool. That's what they used to do back in the day.
Do you remember that? Have you ever seen anybody do that?
I don't know if I've actually seen people do it, but I've heard it referenced in songs before. Yeah.
Right.
Are they candy cigarettes? When you like blow out of them, do they puff out a little
candy cigarettes?
Yeah. They.
I think they still make those, don't they?
It was kind of funny. They call them candy cigarettes, but then they change it to sticks.
Candy sticks.
Right.
Not really cigarettes.
Didn't want to give anybody the wrong impression. Mm. Gee, I thought I bought cigarettes.
Yeah.
No. It's...
Okay. Well, so it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah.
We'll check in with Brittany Merlot a little bit later on. We also, in about 10 minutes or so, talk to Pam Yonke and find out what's going on in her
world.
She's
got quite a list of topics.
I know it. And we'll check in with her. Also, Savannah Tomei Olson will give us some news. And Rocker will be in the studio with Max Inc. Preview later today.
We got so much stuff, too, coming up.
I mean, a little farewell to Sam, too.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Do we have time for that?
Well, we'll see if we have time. Put it toward the end of the show. We'll try to squeeze that in.
Yeah, we don't have time for most of my topics, so right. Why would we have time for Sam's last show?
Yeah. And it is a free ticket Friday.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we're going to give away a four-pack of Brewer tickets today, and that game is Saturday, June 7th versus San Diego in Milwaukee. So, I don't know. I guess we could start this anytime, according to the rules here. We could. Sam is nodding his head yes. It's good.
All right.
Glad you agree with me.
And I don't know. I'm excited for after this week when I can start entering all of the civic media contests.
Oh, that's right.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see if you win anything.
Where's John going? What is
I
he
have
doing?
No idea.
He needs a. He's grabbing another book for his mic stand.
Walking behind me. I don't know. Okay.
I'm adjusting my mic stand by putting another book under the mic. God.
You're just so freakishly tall. You'd think that they would get a longer stick for the mic stand.
Freakishly tall.
Okay.
All right.
This is your chance. Free
see,
ticket.
The honesty comes out now. Yeah. You know, he's leaving. Sure. He can say anything.
That's right. Now anything goes today. That's
You're welcome,
right,
John.
Yeah. Hang on a second. We've got free ticket Friday going on today, and this is your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets. 4 tickets going on to again for Saturday's. June 7th game against San Diego. Whew, okay. All you have to do. They're really having trouble getting started here this morning. All you need to do is listen for the keyword to text in to enter this statewide contest. It goes on all day, and every host will have a different keyword, meaning you'll have 5 chances to win today.
Wow, okay.
5 chances.
Wow.
So our show's keyword for four-pack of Brewer tickets, the keyword is crew. Crew, okay, like brew crew. So it'd be crew. So
all
that
right.
needs to be the first word in your text, okay?
Are crew.
Sure crew. C-R-E-W. If you don't know how to spell crew, well, you're on your own, I guess. but anyway.
Well, you're pretty tough this morning. drawing the line of the satellite.
Easy to do this. Just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store and find our station. That would be WMDX. And use the text button to send the keyword crew to be entered in. By the way, there's also something new on that area of the app.
Yeah.
You can send us a voice note.
Oh, you can.
We're not sure exactly how that works or if anybody's tried that yet or if it's been tested.
We've gotten one or two, actually.
How do we get it? I mean, does it come as an email?
I'm not surprised that you don't understand it because it's a very Gen Z thing to send voice notes.
It is. That's what everybody's doing now.
But it's like halfway between a call and a text message. You record a little something when a listener can say something to John and Gordy.
Yeah.
And then it gets sent to us both as an audio file of them speaking and as a transcript. So it'll show up right in our text line as a text that you can read out.
Oh, okay. So we will see those voice texts on our screen here. Good.
But if we want to hear it? How do we hear it? Can we hear it?
Dom over here could play it probably. Right. I think. I haven't tried it.
Okay.
But if you, dear listener,
have you tried to do this?
No.
Okay.
We were going to try it today.
All right.
Okay. You've got some peace of mind that you want to share with John and Gordy, your 2 cents about the show.
Right.
Feel free to chime in.
Be the first voice text for us here on the program.
Yep.
We're breaking new ground.
It's a voice note.
Yeah, and I just want to mention, too, that, and we apologize, the John and Gordy store apologizes for the new tariffs that have been put back on.
We've got tariffs on all our merch.
Yes, they're back.
That's funny. Okay, good enough. That's all right. I got. I got nothing else. What?
We always take a look at what's
National
going on.
Oh, yeah, the National Day calendar and the history stuff.
And because it's important to know what day we're skipping over.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Let me get to that. Hang on. Be with you in just a minute here.
Okay. We'll take your time.
Well, the pound count must be really high today.
I'm gonna go get a coffee.
if we were going to talk about the National Day today, it's National Creativity Day. It's also National Mint Julep Day. Have you ever taken to mint julep? I don't really find that very good. National Hole in My Bucket Day. I don't know what that's about. National Water a Flower Day. Okay. What do we have in the history books there, Bruno?
We have some texts coming in. We have voice texts coming in.
Oh, they're trying to figure that out, huh?
Some tech issues.
Okay.
So, voice text here, and, Catherine, of course, gave us a call, as she always does every morning.
Yeah.
Do we have that intro for Catherine yet?
We're working on that.
How do you know? The woman with the whip.
How do you not know how this
Do we have that up there in the drop-ins?
We've got this.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Can you do it?
Oh, there we go.
Do it again. Whoa. There we go.
That's a good crack there.
Now, if you guys can, integrate that in with the musical intro that we have for it. I have it in the cut tracks.
It's like an old country song, isn't it? The Lady with the Whip?
It's a Western country song. It's ridiculous.
Okay. So Catherine texted us or voice
Now she's saying, oh, my God.
Just sent one. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Which means we've gone off the rails again. Do we have any? Is there any history about today?
Yeah, is there? There's nothing today in the national calendar, right?
Let's go into the history. Please. Into the history. Yep, I have some history for you guys.
All right.
Thank you, Dom.
1922, Warren G. Harding actually becomes the first president heard on the radio. So it appears.
Wow, that must have been really exciting.
The first political talk show.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. And then 1934, the Nissan Motor Company was founded. That's actually my car too. I love.
You got a Nissan?
Yeah. I do have a Nissan. White Nissan.
Right. Yeah.
What kind of Nissan do you have?
2018. It's a Sentra.
Okay.
So good. I'm very bougie.
Really. Bougie?
What is that?
What does that
mean?
What does he say?
What does Julian think about that word?
Bougie.
So how do you say croissant in French with the typical French pronunciation? Is it croissant?
No, bougie.
Croissant.
Bougie.
Croissant.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
You know, it used to be Nissan and
Nissan.
Datsun.
Datsun, yeah.
The two Datsuns.
Oh, yeah. Man. Okay. Any birthdays?
Birthdays. 1908, we got Mel Blanc.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And then in 1926, you got James Whitman McLemore, who's the founder of Burger King.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you know who Legendary. Mel Blanc was?
Yeah. The man of a thousand Tom? Voices.
Yeah, yeah. That's good, Sam. I wasn't asking you, but that's thanks for piping in. I was going to ask that to Dom, but that's okay.
Man,
you can't let go, can you? Got to be... Here for one
He's
more
a
day.
Frequent guest on I Love Lucy.
Oh, really? Yeah, Mel Blanc. Yeah. And The Tonight Show. He's stopped
Tonight
in there
Show.
A few times. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're just getting started on a Friday morning, and got a lot ahead of us today. So stay tuned for more of John and Gordy. You can send us a text. You can call us 608-879-8255. Back in a few moments.
All right.
No, I can't slow down. I can't hold back, though, you know.
WMBX.
I'm back.
Yeah.
92.7.
Get down. Here we go.
Get up off of that thing.
Yes. It's 49 degrees. Highs today around 77. Bright, beautiful sunshine to start your Friday. And now it's time to check in with our friend Pam Yonke.
Yes, as you can tell, that's her theme song right here with the Ag Report.
Good morning, Pam.
Morning, fellas. Yeah, you talk about the start of the day. There's starting to see a little bit of smoke. I was talking with my weather guy this morning, and we've got a air quality advisory in effect pretty much for all of Wisconsin till 6 tomorrow morning. And I must have been sleeping under a rock or something. I did not realize Canada had more wildfires again this year.
Yeah, they've got quite a few. I heard a story on the way into work. It's just unbelievable. They're really trying to control it. And I guess it's not like just one big fire. It's a bunch of small fires all over their provinces. So it's going to be kind of tough to control from what I understand.
Yeah, that's the same here. So hopefully it only lasts, for 24 hours around us. That would be ideal.
Yeah, all summer long last year, I think it was always smoky around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get to the first big topic you brought up here. It's teacher turnover, the 19 ag teachers making a move.
Yeah. Yeah, Sally Ladson is the education consultant at the Department of Public Instruction, and she kind of oversees agriculture, natural resources, and food, and she's also the state FFA advisor. And she's been a buddy of mine since she was a state FFA officer herself. And she said this is what she kind of called the crazy time of year, because they start hearing rumors about teacher changes. Maybe a couple of years ago, we had a big swath of retirements. And she said from now until probably the end of the Wisconsin State FFA Convention, which is the first full week in June, she'll be getting, you know, updates and reports on what's going on. She said, 19 as of right now. Mm-hmm. Last year, they ended up with more than 60 just agriculture educators that made a move one way or the other. Now, a lot of them are obviously going to a different program, a program that offers maybe some more opportunity. Some of them go into industry and leave the profession entirely. And the other thing that Sally was quick to point out is that we're still seeing a lot of growth in schools that want to offer agriculture curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's a Lutheran school up in, I want to say towards Winnebago, Lake Winnebago, that has done some agriculture classes. Now they want to go whole hog and get involved in the FFA too. So there's always a constant demand for these agriculture teachers. And, you know, that's the real challenge. They've had to flex over the past couple of years and allow people that don't necessarily have a degree in agriculture education but have practical knowledge in the industry to step in for some of the vacancies so that programs can keep going forward. But, yeah, that's kind of just the beginning of the conversation from what she was telling me. She'll expect more of these announcements or moves from now probably almost until we start the next school year.
Now, does this have anything to do with UW Extension programs that they have for ag?
Not so much. UW Extension is kind of a separate, I mean, they obviously, in agriculture, we all work together, but UW Extension would be kind of your outer support mechanism for a lot of the things that FFA kids might do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the county fair infrastructure, you know, tractor safety, those kinds of things. That's where we might partner up with Extension, but these ag educators, remember, to be an agriculture educator in Wisconsin and FFA chapter advisor, that's a 12-month contract.
Hmm.
Most teachers, as you know, only have, 8 months so that they get their summer off.
Mm-hmm.
But the ag teacher must sign a 12-month contract because they're going to have the state FFA convention in June. They'll have the county fair in July. They'll have the state fair in August. I mean, all these things continue to pop up during the summer year. So schools that want agriculture education and an FFA have to give that teacher a 12-month contract. That's something else that kind of gets worked in the mix when it comes to recruiting candidates, you know?
Yeah.
Now, Pam, understand it's going to be a busy weekend in Greene County. They're having the breakfast on the farm tomorrow morning in Monroe, right?
Yes, indeedy-do. Starting serving tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., and I'll tell you, Greene County has been doing this for a long time. They know how to put on the old feed bag. They have got literally anything that you want as far as breakfast is concerned. And I know
the feed
I'm not
bag.
Kidding you, man. You look at the Greene County Ag Chest website, and the volume, just the volume of food they go through in the morning is just amazing. And like I say, the volunteers are what makes it happen in Greene County. So they are going to be at Heaven View Dairy just outside of Monroe. And I've been kind of preaching it all week long. Although the weather looks beautiful, I still suggest that people take the shuttle bus from the Walmart in Monroe.
Yeah.
What you don't stop and think about until you're there is you are going to be parked on a hayfield. That hayfield probably picked up rain this week.
That means that
your family car that's accustomed to concrete and pavement might be somewhat surprised at how slippery and snotty feeling a field can get when a couple other 100 people have been ahead of you.
Then
it's the kids, get the kids out of the car and walk through this, and the stroller doesn't go well over alfalfa stubble. I get it all. So like I said, take the shuttle.
Take the shuttle.
I take the shuttle. I take the shuttle, and I know what I'm getting into, so I take the shuttle.
That's a great idea. Yeah, we're used to parking in fields at Alpine Valley.
Oh, yeah. Remember those days?
One place you learn how to drive on dirt and mud.
And deal with all the elements in many different ways, yes.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time, Pam. We just do want to mention next Saturday is Concourse Cows on the Concourse, right?
So. Right, and again, they're calling for volunteers. They've been running a little shy of people available. So take advantage. That'll be right across the street from the farmer's market next Saturday.
Very good.
All right.
Pam Yonke, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Pam. Okay. Take care.
All right.
Wow.
Coming back with more. I'm John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us. Oh, God.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, it's day to day, you know. Thank surviving you. It or not, I'm not sure if we're going to make it. I don't know.
Me either.
I really don't know.
It is 6:35 and
WMDX 92.7.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool 49 degrees. Highs today in the mid to upper 70s. It is a free ticket Friday.
Yeah.
Once again, the key word, if you are interested in winning a 4-pack of Brewer tickets to the game on June 7th versus San Diego, the key word this time around is crew. That's C-R-E-W, crew. Right. Yep, and there'll be other chances to win. In fact, each host through the day will have different keywords, meaning you'll have 5 chances to win today. And again, it's a 4-pack of Brewer tickets, club-level seats. These are great seats. Download the Civic Media app in your Apple or Google store. Find our station, WMDX, and use the text button to use the keyword.
All right.
Do the keyword. It's crew, okay?
Crew. Brew crew.
Yes. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Like brew crew.
Yeah.
Only it's just,
like
just
that.
Crew.
Only it's just crew?
Yes. This portion of the show also being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have hearing aids there, and their goal isn't just selling the hearing aids, John, as you know, because you've talked to Jim and Sarah.
I've been there, yes. Mm-hmm.
They help people change their lives through better hearing. The quality of life will improve when you get better hearing from Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. There's a free hearing test there to get you started. You can make an appointment. They have fast and flexible appointments. Talk to Jim or Sarah at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Okay. All right. You know, I've got a couple cuts here.
Idiocracy.
We're working on the fly, all right? This is cut 191, and then following that, eventually cut 192.
Thank you for that.
If I ever get there. All right, let's go to cut number one. This is Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. You know, he has a tough time with numbers.
But he's Treasury Secretary.
I know. He's got a little work to do. I guess maybe this job was a surprise to him, and he's got a little catching up to do.
Well, why do you say that? What's going on in his life?
Because I want to first play the cut, all right?
Okay.
And then we'll explain how inaccurate he is. So let's play cut 191.
Okay.
There are several components there. So if we unpack it, there is the growth, the potential growth of the debt. But what's more important is that we grow the economy faster. Mm-hmm. So what we've seen under the past 4 years, mm-hmm. and you know, what we inherited I inherited 6.7% deficit to GDP,
ouch,
which was the highest deficit when we were not at war, not in a recession.
Wrong.
So we've been trying to bring down the spending.
So wrong. All right. Mm. So let's correct that. Okay. He said he inherited a 6.7% deficit.
That's what he
to
said.
GDP from the Biden administration. You know, it was the envy of the world, the Biden administration, from what I remember.
Yeah.
Which he said was the highest deficit in a time of not war and not a recession.
That's what I heard him say.
Well, if we just fact check it, I mean, if we actually look it up and maybe see it on the front page of the book, you know, deficit to GDP.
Yeah.
In 2021, the Biden administration inherited a 14.9% deficit to GDP. Now, Bessent is really angry about, you know, inheriting a 6.7% deficit to GDP. But you know what? It was 14.9% when Biden got in after the first Trump administration.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Just good to point that out.
Same thing. Yeah. No recession. No war.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Had to correct it.
Thank you for doing that.
Okay. Yeah. It's officially on the books now. And in recording history.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Bessent will send you a nice thank you note for pointing that out.
Well,
I'm just
trying to help him warm up to the job.
Yeah.
He seems a little stiff most of the time. What is with that guy?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Need some flexible exercising of some sort. Okay, now let's get to one of our favorites, Tommy Tuberville, right?
Oh, boy.
I mean, this guy is something else. What a piece of work. Mm-hmm. He's down there in Alabama. On Fox News, Tommy sprung this most ridiculous announcement. Let's listen to Cut 192.
Okay.
Boys, Tucker and Troy, we're educated here. It's home. We've made a lot of friends and a lot of family. So a few years ago, I decided to give back to this great country and fight. President Trump was a guy that really was behind me in doing the Senate race. He's been behind me ever since. And today, I will announce that I will be the future governor of the great state of Alabama.
What?
No!
No!
Not that!
Bad idea!
Stop him!
Don't do it.
Okay. So, you know, it's funny just hearing Tuberville say that his boys were educated in Alabama. So, wow. I mean, I learned a lot from Tommy, I'm sure.
And
not a bragging point. First, Alabama has had a Republican governor for the last few decades, okay?
Yeah.
They are 45th in education, 49th in workplace conditions, 42nd in job opportunities, the 45th in happiness. They're not happy down there. And also has one of the highest total rates of gun deaths at 25% compared to New York State, at 4.7%. 25% in Alabama, 4.7% in New York State, a blue state.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alabama's got a little work to do, you know.
Well, maybe that's what he wants to change.
Ah.
Right?
He wants to.
Those are bad numbers to brag about.
Yeah. Sweet home Alabama.
But again, they keep electing Republican governors that carry out this horrific policy, apparently.
Not much has changed.
No,
kind of stuck in the mud there.
Although we have really good policy coming up here in the state. Yeah, I've got this is an interesting story, and Middleton is mentioned in it. The Wall Street Journal reports school systems are building out new curricula for shop classes that merge old school skills like woodworking and welding and stuff like that. You know, we made some shoeboxes and I don't know, weird things, you know, electric motors, very rudimentary electric motors and shop class.
Why were you making shoeboxes and electric motors in shop class?
Well,
did they have shop class when you went to high school?
Yeah. It was mandatory in middle school. I had to take it for a year.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could take like more advanced ones in high school. I never did, but.
Even back then,
right?
I asked, why are we making shoeboxes?
Right.
God.
Must have been a pretty fancy shoebox you were making.
What did they want me to do? Go out and shine shoes for a living? great training, folks. All right.
I remember shop class. It was in eighth grade, actually, seventh and eighth grade, middle school. Well, they call it middle school now. It was junior high back then. But I made a spice rack. But it took all semester. Wow. And I didn't know what I was doing with the power tools. But, you know, they were.
Must have been a hell of a nice spice rack.
Well, it was very simple, let me put it that way. And it was not impressive.
Yeah.
But I passed the class, but just barely. But
you know, I'm still using an item that my son made in shop class.
Really?
It holds remote controls.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
very practical. It's really a I know, isn't it?
That's nice.
Finally, right? And then, of course, something that became outdated even since they were in school. It was a board you hung up on the wall, and it had a another piece of board at the top that you could screw down and hold a tablet on.
Okay.
So you could create, you know, your grocery list or some shopping list, and you could write it down on paper. Well,
right.
No one does that anymore. You know? So sadly, we had to,
you got rid of that.
Yeah.
But that is sad.
But those are shop classes. But wait, hold on. High-tech instruction is now in those shop classes. That's right.
High-tech.
Yes, yes. Automated machinery. And here's the Middleton connection. After Wisconsin's Middleton High School spent $90 million updating its facilities to include a high-tech new manufacturing lab, and I remember they had the laser printer where they could just manufacture stuff out of plastic, and I think there's even a metal one now. So,
yeah, like a big...
Oh, a 3D printer?
3D printer, right. Yep.
Okay. Pretty slick stuff.
Yeah, it is pretty slick, which features a fishbowl-style window. That's what they have in Middleton.
Okay.
To watch computer-controlled robot arms building things.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And the rest of the state kind of got interested in this model that Middleton High School put in place, this state-of-the-art shop class.
Okay.
So now it's rising up. These shop classes are rising up all through the high schools throughout the state if they can afford it, right?
So AI is taking over.
Yeah,
automation.
Roughly a quarter of Middleton's 2,300 students, this is a quarter of them, have taken at least one of the school's classes in construction, manufacturing, or woodworking. A massive proportion, especially considering that many school systems eradicated shop classes in the 90s and 2000s.
No. They did.
Yes, they got rid of them.
Oh, man.
Really? What was the headline that, Gordy, you and I saw on CNN this morning about the future of AI? It was going to be a white-collar bloodbath or something.
That's right.
Like that.
Oh, yes. It's creating a white-collar bloodbath.
So it's a good thing we're bringing these shop classes back.
Oh, my.
Yeah, middle management's going away.
Yeah.
That's right.
What are they going to do with all those power tools? I mean, come on.
Oh, well, I know.
By the way, Sam, are we still able to take phone calls? And
take phone calls. You just won't see them, so we'll have to let you know.
You'll just have to wave your hands like this.
Create a ruckus, yeah.
Get our
Create
attention.
A ruckus.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, it's manual labor positions as high-skill, high-wage jobs now. So that's part of the shop class curriculum now.
Interesting.
Fantastic stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird because when you think about it, AI has resulted in the return of shop classes.
Although shop teachers are back in business.
Absolutely. They're coming back.
Bring them on back.
They got tired of the shoe boxes, too.
Right.
My God.
I bet a lot of them retired and, you know, went back to their home shops.
Did you ever plenish?
What?
A metal plate? You know, plenish? Do you know what that is?
Where you use a ball peen hammer,
the ball side of it, and you hit this metal, soft metal,
right,
and it becomes indented, and it creates
a lot
nice
of fun,
surfacey type of.
Did you make something in shop class?
I don't know.
You needed a ball peen hammer.
You just like hit things with hammers, don't you?
You could have been a salad plate made out of soft aluminum of some sort. But anyway, it was fun stuff.
It's called plenishing, huh?
Plenishing, I believe it is. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't make heads or tails out of shop class, so I took drafting. And
drafting.
That was kind of fun. I like drafting class.
I enjoyed drafting
class. Mechanical pencils were fun, weren't they? So
mechanical
much better
pencils
than wood.
Yes.
Oh.
And those T-squares, wow.
I know.
Good stuff. Protractors.
It was a great weapon in the
triangles.
Hallways.
Yeah. Yes, they were. It is 6:48. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy in the morning after this.
And take her whip away, someone big. Someone strong, someone tall. You may find that the woman with a whip is only a woman after all.
WMDX 92.7. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning, keeping you company here in the capital city, Madison, overlooking State Street, and it looks like a beautiful day out in the city.
Beautiful sunshine this morning, and temperatures in the upper 40s. We'll get into the mid to upper 70s a little bit later on.
Yeah.
Our producer, Dominic Lee, this morning in the air chair. How's it going there, Dom?
He said my name right. This is the first time.
I know. So well, it took me a couple of weeks, but yeah, I got it. I got it.
I appreciate it.
I almost called you Fonzie. You got kind of a Fonzie thing going on.
Really? Why do you say that? Wait, what?
I don't know.
I'm saying it's kind of cool. I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
Fonzie's a pretty cool guy. He's got a statue built of him. Maybe have you ever seen the statue of Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Well, good. I wouldn't exactly say that, though, but, you know.
What?
Do you think he looks like Fonzie?
The statue or him?
Or Dom doesn't look like... Are you saying that Dom is just cool, basically?
I'm saying he's cool.
He's got the Fonzie
he's
cool.
Got, he's got
what,
the cool.
That's what you're saying.
He's got this hair thing going on.
Man, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great clips. Great
clips. Do you ride a motorcycle?
I don't ride a motorcycle, no.
Okay.
Okay, great clips.
So everybody knows, this is Sam's last day working here, and he'll be moving on to other things.
I've been banished.
Well, okay. Didn't have to bring that up.
But. Oh, I'm sorry.
Put out the pasture, so to speak.
Liberation Day. I've been chained to this desk for so long. Okay. I'm finally being set free.
That's right. Yeah. It's John and Gordy's Liberation Day today.
Yeah. 400 episodes.
I mean,
today.
Trump had his.
Yeah.
That's right.
By the way, Elon Musk is going to have a little ceremony in the Oval Office for his last day today.
Isn't that a coincidence? What a tearful event that's going to be, too. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it's all a facade. Maybe it's not actually his last day.
Oh, well. We don't know.
You think?
We don't know. Hey, this portion of the show being brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbelievable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Just go to Verlo.com for more information. And we still are in fact, all day long, we have Free Ticket Friday going on, a four-pack of Brewer tickets to the game coming up in Milwaukee against San Diego on Saturday, June 7th.
Yeah.
A four-pack of club-level seats. These are great seats. And if you would like to get in on the action, we'll be drawing the winner a little bit later on this evening. In fact, you'll have chances throughout the day to win these tickets. It is a statewide contest. So the key word this time around is CREW, C-R-E-W. Just text that in on the Civic Media app. You can do that. And just download the app on the Apple or Google Store. CREW is the text word. Okay? Make that the first word in your text.
All right.
Got that? You want me to run through that again?
Let me just say.
Okay.
I'll tell you later. That was pretty complete.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
What is it? 4 minutes? All right.
Coming up, we've got Savannah Tomei Olson. She's going to give us some news headlines. Rocker will be joining us in our next hour.
Well, today we found out that the founder of Burger King, it's his birthday, and Mark from the SAC, sent us a text. He said the old Burger King ads have it your way.
Yeah.
There's this creepy Burger King ad.
Yes.
Where you turn around and there was the king looking at you in unexpected places.
Yes. I remember those ads.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of cool. Yeah,
I know.
They're kind of funny.
The whole thing was surreal. It was almost like somebody was on an acid trip writing up these ads in the first place. The Burger King head was just scary.
Yeah. And his expression never changed. He had kind of a weird smile. It was smiling. I know. It was kind of, I don't know, ominous.
Yes, it got a lot of press because it was so bizarre and so weird at the time. I got to say this, you know, we were talking about Elon, his last day, and
right.
appearing in the White House. What a celebration that'll be.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, he's acting like, well, okay, I've done what I can in politics. It failed miserably. Mm. But I got to get back to Tesla because they're having a difficult time. It's a tough time for them. I have kind of destroyed the whole name of Tesla. Now I'm going to go back and I'm going to focus on Tesla again. And I'm thinking, that is the worst thing you could do for Tesla. Didn't that occur to you right away?
Yeah.
Tesla doesn't want this guy back.
No, they don't want anything to do with him.
He's gone, man. He's poison. He's killing the brand. He's killed the brand. Yeah. And now he's going back. He's going to focus on Tesla by going back to it and helping them out. In what way, Elon, is you going to help this company out at this point? You're poison.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, anyway, it was just something that occurred to me.
We'll be standing by for that Oval Office visit.
We'll have a play. we'll describe
we'll
it.
Do the play-by-play.
We're going to come back. We're going to interrupt regular civic media programming to cover the action.
Sure, we will.
Are you freaking out? Oh, we got a phone call. Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phone.
We got Joe on the line.
Okay. Joe. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Oh, I'm sad. It's sad and happy. Times of transition. People heading packing up and moving on. Other people moving in.
Yeah.
Can you go over again? How did you drive him out? How did you drive him out? What did he do?
He's been with us for 400 episodes, Joe.
Yeah.
And he
burned out.
Yeah.
He was with us since day one. No, he's moving on in his career. Why don't you explain, Sam? What are you doing?
Well, he's kind of wrecked our brand. So just like Elon.
Yeah, I've ruined the John and Gordy brand. Well, yes, this summer I'm working at a scout camp that I used to work at, and then in the fall working on becoming a teacher, so I'll be subbing with MMSD.
Oh, good for you. That's great. Cool? I hope that you can indicate to the students how your time in this radio show made a difference to your career. And I think that's an important thing to do because it's like the importance of getting up early, getting there on time, right?
Yes.
All of that.
Letting them to go into media.
Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Right, Joe, thanks.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, we drove him out of the business. In fact, my advice was get into teaching.
We'll have more on that coming up in our next hour. We'll say goodbye to Sam, along with everything else we got on John and Gordy.
We're going to say goodbye to everything else we got.
Oh, no. Oh, never mind. We're coming back.